Hey, I'm back. You didn't know it, but I took a break. This is a new day for me, a new dawn, morning in America. And speaking of that, this chapter is entitled, I Hate America, or I Hate America? I've been accused of hating America, not directly, but by association, because I don't agree with the majority of pundits and radio talk show hosts and various columnists and bloggers in the mass media, that is to say, on the right-wing side of things, but I do agree, most of the time, with the diametrically philosophically opposed on the left of that media spectrum. I like reading Paul Krugman and Greg Sargent and Marcos Melitzas. I usually feel enlightened and not merely pandered to. I try my best to be aware of easy emotional manipulation, and I do enjoy listening to Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh, but, you know, mostly for the entertainment value. For instance, I remember once hearing Sean Hannity talk about exorcisms in the Catholic Church, and this is for real. I heard it on his radio show. And a fundamental part of the conversation was the tacitly understood idea that, of course, exorcisms were legitimate. I mean, imagine that, a grown man treating the idea of exorcising the devil out of some mentally ill elderly woman as a real thing. That's crazy. You're not going to find crazy gold like that on Air America. Okay, so there's a footnote in the book after the word crazy. I'll read it at the end of this piece, and I'll come back and remind you of what it's about. If you had the book in front of you, you know, you could read it yourself, but you're lazy and want me to read it to you, so fine. Here we go. Personally, and I'm being absolutely honest here, I've never felt like I hated America. Not even in my acid-dropping, Hunter S. Thompson reading, angry punk-listening days. I would even say that maybe, just maybe, I love America? Much like the conflicted love one might have for an abusive parent or a caretaker with a bipolar condition making them capable of true empathy and magnanimous compassion while meeting out cold, unsympathetic, financial, tough love lessons. My feelings about my country are in the spirit of caring about a fucked up friend whose condition you hope doesn't get so bad that they end up on A&E's intervention. I do have a number of negative observations and complaints about America's domestic and foreign policies, and what I would hope against hope would be seen as legitimate questions and/or constructive criticism, and not virulent anger spewed and screamed from a clinically insane lunatic fringe lefty communist moonbat or whatever invective Michelle Malkin is using today. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I really do hate America. I mean, could all of these people make these accusations be wrong? The odds are against it. They can't all be wrong, could they? The answer is, of course, no. Judging by their own criteria, they aren't wrong. Ever. They have never been wrong about anything. Not once. Not even once. They've misspoken several times where they've said one word but meant something else entirely and weren't even aware of it until it was pointed out later. Their words have been taken out of context, and occasionally what they've said has been unfortunately misinterpreted, but that's not really their fault. In the guise of their public persona, they have never made a genuine apology or, having the valuable benefit of hindsight, changed their position about a polemic event unless it was cajoled by some vague, begrudging idea of propriety. And if they've never felt the need to apologize or at the very least take responsibility for those statements, then clearly they must be right. I mean, they have to be right, right? And their counterparts on the left have categorically apologized for past incorrect facts and projections. I've heard or read the apologies. I know they exist. So if those who are always correct say that I hate America, and the people that are accused of hating America but say that they don't, but have admitted to being wrong about certain things, then ipso facto, I must hate America.